Imagine a world where men have forgotten what it means to be men. This isn't dystopian fiction. It's the reality Stefan Arnio observed in his millennial employees who lacked basic work ethic and masculine values. What began as a frustrated blog post evolved into a cultural phenomenon that has resonated deeply with men feeling adrift in today's society. The traditional journey from boyhood to manhood has been systematically dismantled, leaving a generation without clear rites of passage or expectations. Unlike their grandfathers who endured the Depression and fought in World War II before building stable lives, today's young men face declining prospects, lower wages, and a profound identity crisis. Western society has created weak men with weak bodies, weak minds, weak spirits who lack responsibility. The evidence is everywhere: declining physical fitness, emotional fragility, and spiritual emptiness. This weakness stems from multiple sources: an educational system designed for compliance rather than strength, universities promoting victimhood over responsibility, absent father figures in over 40% of American households, and cultural forces systematically eradicating traditional masculine virtues. The consequences are measurable. Millennials earn 20% less than their parents did at the same age. Home ownership has dropped 8% from previous generations. Marriage rates are falling, and over 52% of young adults now live with parents, the highest rate since the Great Depression. You are not a special and unique snowflake. This harsh truth contradicts the modern self-help narrative that everyone achieves greatness simply by following dreams. A man's purpose emerges through work, not fantasies of exceptional destiny without discipline. The industrial education system has replaced traditional mentorship, where boys learn trades from men, with abstract education disconnected from real-world application. This creates men who don't understand that purpose comes through work, whether they enjoy it or not. The path to greatness balances practical labor with pursuing passions. Like two bricklayers, one seeing only labor, another envisioning a cathedral, meaning transforms work into purpose. Becoming exceptional requires obsession and persistence through the grind, working 10,000 hours toward mastery while avoiding comfort traps that provide temporary pleasure at the expense of achievement. Success begins with mundane tasks performed consistently with excellence. The modern tendency to seek fulfillment before mastery reverses the natural order of achievement and satisfaction. There's a critical distinction between being a good man and a nice man. Good men keep their word and complete tasks reliably, maintaining integrity regardless of moral alignment. In contrast, nice, etymologically, means stupid and represents weakness. A good man delivers difficult news directly. A nice man avoids conflict through excuses or lies. True strength comes from being able to bend without breaking. The Spartans exemplify rigid masculine strength through their brutal warrior training, fighting heroically at Thermopylae, but ultimately failing because they couldn't adapt. A better model is Erwin Rommel, the desert fox, strong yet flexible, retreating strategically rather than following Hitler's fight-to-the-death orders. This balance extends to emotional strength. Without proper education about managing emotions, men often resort to repression, causing health problems. Stoic philosophy teaches feeling emotions without being ruled by them, acknowledging anger or fear while maintaining rational decision-making. A truly strong man wields three types of capital: real, assets, social, networks, and intellectual, knowledge, while maintaining physical health and spiritual connection. Modern society has produced a generation of man-boys, degree-holding men who can't find meaningful work, complain about capitalism while consuming expensive products, and choose pornography over relationships and victimhood over responsibility. The concept of teenager is a modern invention that has extended childhood into adulthood. A century ago, people died in their 40s. Today, many remain childlike until 30. Rather than finding yourself, one should define oneself through action and responsibility. Video games offer man-boys instant problem-solving gratification without real-world consequences. The average gamer spends 6 to 18 hours weekly playing, potentially 25% of non-working time, representing significant opportunity cost, about $17,280 annually in lost potential. Becoming a man requires owning all problems, making consistent choices, and developing an unconquerable soul that fights for a better life. Like characters in Fight Club, many man-boys secretly crave authentic masculinity but don't know how to attain it. What do women truly want? Among 5.9 billion Google results, Chaucer's Canterbury Tales offers insight. Women want mastery over their men. Yet paradoxically, they desire strong men they cannot fully control. They want the tension of pursuing a powerful man's devotion while he remains dedicated to his purpose. A man who sacrifices his purpose for a woman debases himself and shifts into feminine energy. Sexual attraction emerges from the collision of masculine and feminine energies, not gender-neutral sameness. When men adopt feminine energy, women are forced into masculine roles they resent, ultimately destroying attraction. Men struggle between what they want, attractive women, and what they need, stable partners. The universal hot versus crazy matrix maps women on hotness 0 to 10 and craziness 4 to 10 axes, identifying zones from the danger zone, very hot but extremely crazy, to the ideal wife zone, 8-10 hot but only 5-7 crazy. The reversed matrix for women's perspective simplifies to cute and money axes, with women choosing between cute men with no money, fun zone, and rich men regardless of looks, husband zone. Several forces are undermining masculinity in Western society. Pornography effectively pacifies men's natural power. Prison systems even use pizza and porn nights to sedate violent inmates. Meanwhile, the welfare state has replaced men as providers, and divorce laws continue to favor women despite their economic advancement. Since the 1950s, the power balance has shifted dramatically, marginalizing fathers and creating widespread fatherlessness. The consequences are stark. 63% of child suicides, 90% of homeless children, 85% of children with behavior disorders, 80% of rapists with anger issues, and 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Rebuilding society requires restoring the nuclear family with strong fathers, as the erosion of masculinity has left the state filling the paternal void. History cycles through predictable phases. Hard times create strong men create good times, good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. Warrior cultures ultimately prevail because peace cannot last. There are always disadvantaged groups beyond borders who eventually threaten stability. Western society has grown hostile toward traditional masculinity, while political correctness hampers our threat recognition. Those questioning mainstream narratives face social ostracism, labeled racist for questioning immigration or sexist for questioning women's roles. When hard times return, as historical cycles guarantee they will, a society lacking physical strength, emotional resilience, and practical skills will struggle to survive. Our systematic weakening of masculinity leaves us vulnerable to collapse as these challenges emerge. The cultivation of strength, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, may determine not just individual success, but our civilization's survival. The moment calls for embracing responsibility, developing resilience, and reclaiming the virtues that create men capable of facing whatever challenges lie ahead.